from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. About 3,800 Hydro One customers in the Timmins area will likely be cooking supper on their barbecues tonight. That's how many are affected by an outage caused by a strong wind whipping across the region. Company spokesperson Alicia Sayer says workers are out assessing the damages before estimating a restoration time.
Well, there are high winds moving through the area, and our priority is to get the lights back on as quickly and safely possible. So information will be updated on our map as it becomes available.
If your phone is charged enough, you can follow that map by first going to the Hydro One website. Get used to detouring around the part of Airport Road that was closed yesterday. City Hall says the collapsed sewer line that made the closure between River Park Road and Laminin Avenue necessary has been temporarily patched, but the closure will stay while a permanent fix is planned. You'll have to keep detouring via River Park, Suzanne Street, and Laminin, and only local traffic is allowed on McChesney Road. The federal Liberals are being called on to tax big oil profits and put the money back into the pockets of working-class Canadians. Timmins James Bay NDP MP Charlie Angus says gas prices are so high, working-class families have been forced to make tough choices about their food budget and shelter costs, while petroleum companies made close to $100 billion in profits in the first quarter of the year. Parliamentary Secretary to the Minister of Finance, Randy Boissonneau, says the budget introduces a one-time 15% tax on Canadian income based over $1 billion in 2021.
The banks made money. We've asked them to pay more. That's how we're going to make sure that we have affordability for all Canadians.
Yesterday, Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland also announced Ottawa will spend $8.9 billion to help people who rent, seniors, and low-income workers deal with inflation. Well, the Timmins Symphony Orchestra is taking a trip into some of the most popular music of the 20th century on Saturday, June 25th, when it stages back-to-back the music of Billy Joel and Elton John. Orchestra director Josh Wood says it's teaming up with a London-based group called Jeans and Jackets, which creates orchestral arrangements of the greatest pop and rock music. There's no shortage of hits from either Billy Joel or Elton John.
For Billy Joel, there's things like Moving Out, My Life, Piano Man, Always a Woman. For Elton John, there's Rocket Man, Tiny Dancer, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me.
Tickets for the 7:30 concert in the Fournier Auditorium at Terrio are $40 and are available at the museum. Wood says by being the title sponsor of the event, Newmont Porcupine helps cover costs and keep the ticket price reasonable. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.